This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. Active Skin Repair uses a molecule called hypochlorous acid, which mimics our natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. We've been loving Active Skin Repair for all the cuts and scrapes that show up in the active toddler life. Sage loves that there's both the spray version but also a cream version. He likes to get to choose which one he's going to do. He calls it the magic cream. And it's been so great for taking care of Mila's neck rash now that she's full on teething. Can we get a minute for a teething 3.5-month-old? What in the world? Active Skin Repair has thousands of 5-star reviews, and the ingredients so safe and clean, they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, keeping it simple with one soothing solution for all your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair, and to get 20% off your order, use code VILLAGE. That's www.activeskinrepair.com, code VILLAGE for 20% off your order. You're listening to episode 2 of our school and childcare transition series. In this episode, we're going to get down and dirty with these emotions, how to support the tiny human's big emotions, how to validate and acknowledge and hold space for and build coping strategies for them to use, both leading up to and then in the moments of the transition and throughout the day. This is the work. It is messy and gnarly, and you don't have to do it alone. We're here to help you. All right, folks, let's dive in. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, Alyssa Blass Campbell. Doing something new is hard. Getting to know new people, especially when you're a tiny human, where your needs are dependent on someone else. That to stay alive, you need someone else to provide you food and shelter and take care of your basic needs. And so when you're going to be leaving your attachment caregiver and going to somebody new, it's scary and uncomfortable because you're trying to learn, am I safe here? Will this person keep me safe? Children will have to do this with any attachment caregiver, including you, and it takes time. It takes time to get to know each other and to figure out the rhythms, and in that time, it's often pretty messy. So what do we do with the mess? First, I want you to know that it's totally normal for it to be messy. In fact, I would expect for it to be messy for like a week leading up to and then 2 to 4 weeks in the transition. So like the first 2 weeks of the transition and then potentially an additional 2. It takes a little bit of time to get to know somebody new, to feel safe with someone new. There are a few ways that we can support them in this. You can let them know that it makes sense to feel what they're feeling and that all of their feelings are welcome. There are 2 ways to let them know this, through your words and through your actions. When they're crying or they're saying, I feel scared or I don't want to go to school, you can let them know, yeah, I get that. Doing something new feels so uncomfortable. I love hanging out with you. And then we're still going to go to school. We can validate those feelings. I know for myself, like when I'm in the middle of something new, when I'm starting something new, I want to run from it. I want to just go back to what feels comfortable. I want to shut down. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to that new job. I don't want to do that thing that feels uncomfortable. It makes sense to not want to. We can validate that experience and also let them know that they can do hard things. Resiliency is built in the times of struggle, not the times of peace and contentment. They're building resilience. They're learning that they can feel scared, that they can feel nervous, that they can feel disappointed or sad, and that those are feelings that they can build tools for, that they can survive those feelings, that those feelings will not take them down.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being back to work after maternity leave has been so good and frankly so hard. I love what I do and I missed collaborating with my team while I was out, and it's been a tough transition. The combination of a packed schedule and still being the milk machine for Mila Bean, it's hard to juggle everything. I feel so grateful for my weekly therapy hour. Sometimes I'm just holding so much and I need a safe space to let it out and get it off my chest. I've noticed that when I don't release it, it comes out anyway, but usually in ways that aren't aligned with how I want to show up in the world. BetterHelp is such a convenient, flexible option for parents who just can't take the travel time to get to an in-person therapy visit. It's entirely online, you can show up in your jammies, always a win in my book, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and you're on your way to feeling heard. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/voices today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/voices. It's so frustrating to spend the money and effort to buy your kids clothes just to have them grow out of the size within a week, or have your kids complain that they itch, pinch, or just aren't comfortable. If you're with me on this, you've got to check out Posh Peanut. Their sensitive, skin-friendly clothes are made from viscose from bamboo, stretch with your kid as they grow, and they're also made to last. Posh Peanut makes thoughtfully crafted, super cute clothing for kids and families. It is the softest thing, y'all. The design is all done in-house with different patterns, and it came in the mail, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to wear this for myself every day. Their luxe women's pajamas and robes were all that I wanted to wear postpartum for nursing and hanging out on the couch with Mila. It helps so much that the fabric is breathable and chemical-free, which means they're delicate against Mila's sensitive skin too. And I totally get why Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code VILLAGE. Go to poshpeanut.com/VILLAGE and use promo code VILLAGE for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/VILLAGE, promo code VILLAGE.
This is the key to becoming an emotionally intelligent adult, is knowing that all of those feelings are safe to feel and building tools for navigating them. So when they're feeling sad, we can comfort them and let them know it makes total sense. Validate that feeling. And then we can ask them, what helps your body feel calm or safe when you're feeling sad, when you're feeling scared, when you're feeling disappointed? And if they don't know yet, we can provide some options. A couple favorites of mine that are coping mechanisms that are great for transition times are a picture of the family for them to have at school to be able to hold on to at any point. Maybe a comfort item like a lovey or a piece of clothing from home or a blanket or something that would be cozy for them. And then for coping strategies, these are things that'll help regulate their nervous system and help them move through these emotions so they can get to a place of processing, would be moving their body, getting a hug from another caregiver, maybe reading a book, having some downtime for their nervous system to calm. So we're going to practice this with them. We're going to practice in the couple weeks leading up to school where they have a hard emotion and we don't rush to make it stop. We acknowledge and validate that feeling. Oh, you really didn't want dad to go to work. You were having so much fun playing with him. And now it's time for him to go. I get that, babe. It's okay to feel sad. As dad's leaving and the child's crying, and then pausing, being there with them, allowing them to feel sad and asking, would you like a snuggle? Would you like a picture to hold of dad? We'll offer two choices. And bonus, if you make visuals here, picture of the family or visual options of like reading a book or moving their body or asking for a hug so that they can just grab the visual rather than having to say any words in that moment. Y'all know how I feel about visuals. Here for them. And then once they're calm, and it might take a little while, they might need some time to feel. Your job is to regulate your nervous system so that you can allow them time to feel. It's not our job to take away their hard feeling for our comfort. When they're ready, then we can move on to the next step. Oh, yeah. Sounds like you're ready to go play. Would you like to come build with some blocks with me? We have a free guide for in the moment how to respond. You can go to emotioncoachingguide.com and it'll guide you right through how to support kids in the moment. It's downloadable PDF. You can find all of our tools and resources on our website, seedandsow.org. Click on that parents tab and it'll take you right over to free downloads and workshops and things that can guide you in this. Remember, you are not failing if your child is feeling. Success for me looks like a child who knows they're safe to feel, that they're allowed to have hard feelings, and that you can handle them. And handle them doesn't mean make them go away. You've got this and we've got you. Buckle up for tomorrow's episode where we dive into when to talk about it, when to talk about the transition, and how to navigate any anxiety that might arise. Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the transcript at voicesofyourvillage.com. Did you know that we have a special community over on Instagram hanging out every day with more free content? Come join us at seed.and.sow, S-E-W. Take a screenshot of you tuning in, share it on the gram, and tag seed.and.sow to let me know your key takeaway. If you're digging this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We love collaborating with you to raise emotionally intelligent humans.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.